once each week, this physical place becomes our home. And part of that is like our individual homes. It becomes a place for us to share our challenges, to share our joys, to share those things that are on our hearts. So I would open our sharing time. We have mics on the sides. If you'll speak clearly into the mic and loudly, because I don't have my hearing aids in today, we'll have our sharing time. I'd like to start by asking us to continue to remember Becca and Annika and Anna Saxena. I had a text exchange with Ankit on Thursday, and he said that Becca was feeling much, much better and that things were progressing. That's the latest that I've heard, but I think it's important for us to continue to pray for them. This has been a challenge since they were planning right now to be moving to Laramie, Wyoming. That's been put on hold at least for a little while. So for all those challenges, I'd like us to remember the Saxena family. Lord, in your mercy, our prayers. Others?
I'm Fran. Fran, I'll say I was sorry. Can you hear me? Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to ask to pray for, but I have a feeling that I'm supposed to say something. Oseo's missionary journey continues. He's now in Mozambique now. He was in Kenya, where he's been visiting mines and encouraging people there, helping, teaching classes, speaking to people. There's a real brain drain in Africa of talented, smart people who go into the minerals industry. And a lot of the minerals in Africa are being exploited by the developed countries. And a lot of educated, smart Africans, like Oseo, are absorbed into that industry to enrich developed countries. Penn State is right now trying to set up a program that's kind of like a Peace Corps by Africans for Africans, where people who are working in the US but are native Africans are going back and helping the people in the countries where they are. It's called ACEDA, African Science, some kind of alliance. So that's what Oseo is doing. He's going to different schools, he's talking, he's giving lectures, and he's trying to establish relationships between Africans who are in Africa so that they can have their own industries. And it's a real struggle, and he's great at it, and he's giving everything he has. And I think the fact that our house is in disarray here, and I'm here, and he's there, has made me think a lot about wealth and how we live our lives. So just please pray for him and pray for me as well.
Lord, in your mercy. Ross.
Ross Hardison, and I wanted to explain two of the pictures that you saw in the prelude, and this leads to a prayer of gratitude. There was one picture with gobs of people, like about 100 people all gathered around. That was a Hardison family reunion. This occurred in Middle Tennessee every year since 1949, and what you were looking at were all the descendants of my great-great-grandparents. And And then there was a picture of me with an older woman who was the last of the generation, my parents' generation, but she was there, and it was just great to visit with her and lots of other relatives. So a prayer for gratitude for family.
With gratitude, Lord, hear our prayers.
Good morning. This is Fidel and Leah in Arizona. We to continue prayer, we hear from a friend about Oseo, that a highly needed mission that Oseo is taking with a solution for country like Congo. I've been asking for prayer for peace in Eastern Congo. The Eastern Congo conflict is about mineral resources, among many reasons, that create a desire for countries who have a powerful military might to come, like Rwanda, come to Congo in Eastern Congo, invade the country, rape women, rape everything, take minerals, cross with it to Rwanda, and sell it to countries in Europe and the US. So that's the situation. And for that situation, the countries like Rwanda, and now is Uganda, and then Kenya, have that power to kill, or permissive reason to kill whoever is just around the mineral resources in order to take resources and leave. So it goes against anything that you thought as African, that it can be done by other African. So it goes against even moral values. And this is a situation. Now we have more than 3 million displaced vulnerable people who are displaced because of the will of a few who have power and can kill the way they want. So we are asking for prayer for Congo, and now for people like Oseo, who's trying to come out with African solution to African problem. So he needs our prayer with this solution that is trying to work with African elites and the student.
Lord, for Congo and all of Africa, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, you know each of the petitions and joys shared here today. You also know the unshared petitions and prayers that may exist in this congregation, both here and on the internet and around the world in our extended family. Go with us this week. Remind us of these prayers and petitions as we return to our own homes and continue to live out our lives as you would have us in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.